Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. I heard this song, and I've heard this before. I mean, I think I've even played it on here before. But this, I'm telling you, this is the most underrated Whitney Houston song that she has. Everybody knows all the hits and everything like that. I Belong to You. This is a great song. Great song. I mean, just that perfect vibe when you just listen to it. I mean, obviously, she's just, you know, mega talented and everything like that. But I'll make an argument. This is the most underrated Whitney Houston song of all time. She starts off the Brown Liquor Music Hour. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Download that radio.com app. Make sure you have that because, well, let's face it. When you're not in the car and you want to listen to the radio station, nothing easier to do than just go on the radio.com app. Take that device that you own, your phone, your tablet, you got your boombox, you got your 8-track player, you got your Sega Genesis, your Commodore 64, Swatch, whatever device you have, just download it on something. That way you can always make sure you catch us on the go. Social media, it's all at 929 The Game. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the different platforms available to you. As always, the best way to be a part of our show is through our personal Twitter handles. Reach myself, that would be at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That, of course, is all of your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He's in Midtown, back from his vacation producing the show. Jarvis in the building, at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. Let's get to our NFL Squib Kick.
Take a look at the NFL with the Squib Kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, not hard at all to figure out what the top story in the NFL is today. And that is Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs have reached a 10-year contract extension worth $450 million. That could, with incentives, be worth up to $503 million. There's a $140 million injury guarantee and a no-trade clause. It says it also includes the ability for Mahomes to have outs if certain guaranteed mechanisms aren't exercised, according to sources telling Adam Schefter. Chairman Clark Hunt, in a statement about his quarterback, said, quote, since he joined the Chiefs a few years ago, Patrick has developed into one of the most prolific athletes in all of sports. With his dynamic play and infectious personality, he's one of the most recognized and beloved figures to put on a Chiefs uniform. He's an extraordinary leader and a credit to the Kansas City community, and I'm delighted that he will be a member of the Chiefs for many years to come. Whew. Now, they picked up his fifth-year option, which is going to look like chump change compared to all of this. He had 2 years with $27.6 million left on his rookie deal, $2.8 million this year, $24.8 million next year. He'll have a contract with the Chiefs for the next 12 years. Says he's going to receive $83 million plus in signing bonuses from 2021 to 2023. Those first 3 years are fully guaranteed, according to Jeremy Fowler. The Chiefs added $25 million in incentives over 10 years for Mahomes. Starting in 2022 and for 10 years running, Mahomes will have a $1.25 million incentive for winning the AFC Championship game and a $1.25 million incentive for winning the NFL MVP. With all due respect, that doesn't sound like anything, does it? As crazy as that sounds to you and I, in the scheme of things, $1.25 million for an AFC title game? Oh, okay. Oh. It says with his landmark payout over the next 12 seasons, that's the richest valued contract in American professional sports. Mike Trout, after his 12-year, $426.5 million contract, was number one. Now, the difference, obviously, is that his contract is 100% guaranteed, whereas Mahomes, obviously, isn't as an NFL player. The contracts aren't guaranteed, just the signing bonuses and some of the different things that come up from there. But 10 years, $450 million. Now, look, there's no doubt Pat Mahomes is going to be the highest paid player in the history of the NFL. Like, this is, we didn't maybe know what the exact numbers were, but everybody knew what the, what it was going to be. Oh, by the way, tomorrow night on FS1, it's the 2017 Royal Rumble. Okay. I'm down. That wasn't too bad. All right, so anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow night, 2017 Royal Rumble, something a little bit more new and modern. I wish you could put some of that 80s, give me 87 Survivor Series, and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, sorry, I get distracted here at this time of the night. We all knew that this was going to happen. He's going to be the highest paid player in the history of the NFL and all that, because you go to the AFC title game, then you win the Super Bowl, your first, couple of years and all that. No doubt about it. He's done a remarkable job. And I've said this many times. Look, if you put every player into a fantasy NFL draft and you had to restart the league, there would be no general manager in today's NFL that wouldn't take him with the number one overall pick. None. Most important position. And I don't know if he's the best quarterback in the NFL, but I know that he's the guy you'd start your franchise with today. There's nobody over him that you'd start your franchise with today. Just nobody. He's that important of a player. So we knew this was going to happen. Glad to see the Chiefs ponied up the kind of money that they did. I don't think, though, either that this sets the quarterback market. Okay? This is not going to be, the next guy is going to be the next highest pick. No. Nobody's getting this kind of a deal. Sorry, Dak Prescott's not getting this kind of deal. Deshaun Watson's not getting this kind of a deal. Okay? Those guys will get plenty of money. Don't worry. They're not going to be, wondering where they're going to get their next meal. But they're not getting 10 for 450. In fact, they'll be lucky if they'll make it like half that. 5 years. Maybe at 30-some million dollars. But I don't believe for a second that this sets the market. He's a unique player. It's a unique situation. He's won as much as anybody in the first couple of years of his NFL career. So, of course, he's going to set a new standard for that position and get him now before he goes even crazier and wins another couple of Super Bowls for it. And they'll obviously be the favorite going in again to win the Super Bowl this year. And pretty much every year he plays for the next probably 10 years, they'll be one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. They'll be right there in the mix for all of it. So good for Pat Mahomes, man. Think about Pat Mahomes coming out of Texas Tech. Nobody could have seen this kind of success come to him. Nobody could have seen this all coming for Pat Mahomes. Don't sell me on anybody's scouting report about they saw this coming. Nobody saw this kind of stuff. So good for Pat Mahomes, man. Unbelievable how good he's been these last two seasons. 89 touchdown passes the last 2 years. 10,602 yards. Whew. Just crazy numbers, man. Crazy numbers. All right, of course, Cam Newton. We've been wondering All right, where's he going to end up at? Well, we now know he's not only a New England Patriot, and he's going to be part of that, but on a couple of Instagram videos that he put out there, one of the quotes that's getting a lot of attention is the fact that he said, "I'm getting tired of being humble now. I'm really a killer. I'm really a killer. You hear me? I'm getting tired of all this humble shizot. Because when you're humble, they start taking advantage of you. When you don't say nothing, they start taking advantage of you. But the hyenas can be doing all of this. The elephants can be doing all of what they do. The giraffes, the antelopes, the chimpanzees, even the gorilla. But there's one expletive animal in the jungle. And when he roars, everything stops. And I'm about to expletive roar." Okay. Was Cam Newton considered a humble guy? I obviously didn't get the memo for all of that. So, listen, good for Cam Newton. Be fascinated to see what Bill Belichick does with him. More fascinating to see what his health looks like. Listen, the league is better to have Cam Newton in it as a starting quarterback. I've said many times, he's the most physically gifted human being to ever play quarterback. The combination of all of his different physical traits, nobody's been more physically gifted. And, you know, that year that he had at Auburn was just as filthy as it gets when you lead the SEC in rushing, you know, as a quarterback. Lead the Southeastern Conference in rushing as a quarterback. Win the Heisman, win the national title. Remarkable year that he had. And there's no doubt, listen, he's a former MVP of the league. Led the Panthers to a Super Bowl appearance. Didn't win the game, but they went to a Super Bowl appearance. No doubt about it. He was magnificent his MVP year. But we'll see. We'll see what he's got left. You know? I mean, maybe him getting cut from the Panthers was the best thing. Because I really do believe that he was looking, you know, toward the end of his football career. You know, you hear some things that people say about, you know, he's got his philanthropic work, and he's got his bar here, and he's got all these things going on that, you know, he's got his next life set up, you know, for him. But now maybe this leaving the Panthers has kind of reinvigorated and re-energized him. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Like I said, it'll be fascinating to see what Bill Belichick can do with him in New England. You know, can he make, you know, chicken soup, you know, out of all of it? So we shall see. All right, Colin Kaepernick has got a partnership deal with Disney to produce a docuseries through ESPN Films as part of a first-look deal with Walt Disney through his Raw Vision Media. I know he also hired Jemele Hill, it said, too, to be one of the producers or what have you about all of this. I'm excited to announce the historic partnership with Disney across all of its platforms to elevate black and brown directors, creators, storytellers, and producers and inspire the youth with compelling and authentic perspectives. I look forward to sharing the docuseries on my life story in addition to many other culturally impactful projects we are developing. So even if he doesn't play in the NFL, he's going to continue to do lots of work. And, you know, again, don't worry about, you know, Colin Kaepernick trying to earn a living with all of this stuff. He's still going to be able to do what he's got to do in all of it. All right, very quickly here, too, and I know we're running out of time on this, but, you know, obviously the Redskins are going through some internal reviews about their names. I did kind of see this story over the last few days. Now a trio of minority owners want to, and when I say minority, smaller share owners want to sell their stakes. Okay. FedEx has said we're going to pull. Again, I'll be the a-hole, okay? You know, FedEx has had their sponsorship since 1999, right? Okay. Not even going to expand on it. They've been the sponsor since 1999. So they've had 21 years. Okay, all right. Okay. Just making sure I got the math right. Not all that. But anyway, I'll say it like this, okay? I'll believe it when it happens that the Redskins change their name. I'll believe it when it happens. Not saying it won't. Not saying it will. I'm just saying when that announcement's made, that's when I'll believe that the Redskins are changing their name. That's all. So, All right, when we get back, we'll take a look at the Braves schedule that came out earlier and kind of, you know, what Braves life without Freddie Freeman could look like. It's all next. It is John Chuckman Show. Hanging out. Raw Monday. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the Radio.com app. But in passing, we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new. Do know what I say is true. I've sung a lot of songs. Isn't that who this is, Jarvis? Am I right on that? Some bad words. All right. I want to be sure. I want to screw up the Brown Liquor Music. Back out of the Chuckery Show. 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Leave us a comment there. As always, follow us on social media at 929 The Game. Follow myself. It's at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. And, of course, make sure you got the Radio.com app downloaded, like on your 8-track player, your tablet, or your Sega Genesis, or your Commodore 64, your speakers, or whatever you got for a device. Just download it on something to have it there. So, the Atlanta Braves, we got their schedule release. By the way, you know how it wasn't all about money, but yet they had a actual schedule release show for a 60-game schedule with sponsors and everything. But it's not about the money, right? Okay. Anyway, so just want to make sure I put that out there for everybody. You know, we knew what the Braves were going to get. They were going to, you know, play games against their division, and they were going to have 20 games against the American League East. So now we've got the full breakdown. So a couple of things interesting about the schedule. One is, first off, the Braves, they will start Friday, July 24th. Against the New York Mets. They will start on the road. They will play 5 consecutive road games before they come home. So their first home game of the year won't be until Wednesday, July 29th, when they'll take on the Tampa Bay Rays at we got to get used to calling it Truist Park right now. By the way, the Iconics, that Peyton Royce, look her up, Jarvis. Peyton Royce of the Iconics. Whew, my goodness. Also, too, the Braves will play 20 consecutive days in a row to start the season. So their first day off won't be until August 13th. They'll play 20 consecutive games. So they'll have a third of the season played before they get their first day off. And that'll be after a 2-game set in New York against, you know, the Yankees. The thing I find interesting the most about the schedule is, if the Braves can hang on, hold on through July, August, their September schedule really is favorable. And we talked about this before with some of the matchups, okay? They get 2 games to start September against the Red Sox. They'll play 3 with Washington, 3 with the Marlins, 4 with Washington, 3 with the Orioles, 3 with the Mets, 4 with the Marlins, 3 with the Red Sox. So they get the Red Sox 5 times in September for a team that's not going to be all that good. And by the way, they'll play the Red Sox the most out of any other AL East team. So they get the Red Sox, who will be no good. Okay? They'll play the Marlins 7 times that month. They only play them 3 other times before that, before September. So 7 games against the Marlins, they stink. 3 games against the Orioles, they stink. So you've got 3, 6, 9, 10, 13, 15 of your games in September against teams that aren't any good. Now, you got the Mets. You got Washington. Okay. But if the Braves can get out in front through July, August, their September schedule is really favorable. They've got a lot of crap teams. And by the way, their last 7 games of the year will be at home. They'll play 4 with the Marlins, 3 with the Red Sox, and they'll be done on September 27th. So they'll have 7 consecutive home games to end the year as well. I'm telling you, that September schedule is really in good stead for the Braves. Just got to listen, that first 20 games where they get no days off and, you know, it's go right at it is going to be really interesting because they come out of that in good shape and they're in first place through August. I haven't seen the other schedules. I'm not buying that there's a better September schedule than what the Braves have here. You've got three bad baseball teams that comprise the majority of your schedule for that month. Now, of course, you know, bad news that came out of the Braves with the testing of Freddie Freeman testing positive for COVID-19. Unfortunately for Freddie, it wasn't just a positive test where he was asymptomatic. He felt the symptoms. In fact, his wife said that it hit him like a ton of bricks. He had like what I had, the fever and the muscle aches and couldn't get out of bed and this, that, and the other. So, you know, prayers and well wishes to Freddie, obviously, to get better, to get healthy out of all of this. But, you know, look, in the work and stiff world, you know, you'd be sick for a week, maybe take another week off to quarantine. You quarantine for a couple of weeks and you're back, you know, at it, okay? But given who he is with Freddie Freeman, given the fact that this wasn't just an asymptomatic situation where he's legitimately not well, and I think the nervousness already about baseball and its season and everything else, I'm not convinced that we're going to see Freddie Freeman right away in a Braves uniform. I'm not convinced that given the culture and the climate. Look, you got some guys that are looking for an excuse to not play. Mike Trout's looking for a reason to not play this year. He's doing what he can to say the right things of, you know, well, you know, we're testing, we're taking it, but, you know, I've got a baby on the way and this, that, and the other, you know, health and safety of my family. You know, he's saying the right things, but you can tell by his words that he's looking for a reason to not play. And he's got a buddy in his and Freddie Freeman that, you know, is obviously sick. I mean, I'm not convinced that Freddie Freeman, given all of the things surrounding it, is immediately coming back to come play for the Braves. I'm not as convinced. Now, if that's the case, and if you go on our social media at 19 in the game, I kind of broke this down earlier, then you're going to have to think about changing the lineup, okay? And that means, and this is the thing that just bothers everybody when you say this. I always laugh how frustrated people get when you say this. It means moving Ronald Acuna out of the leadoff spot. It means looking at Ozzy 1, Dansby 2, Acuna 3, Ozuna 4. And that's how some people say, well, Dansby's a strikeout machine. I tell you, Ronald Acuna, you think Dansby's a strikeout machine? You know Ronald Acuna would have been over 200 strikeouts, right, if he'd have played the whole season? Ronald Acuna Jr. is a strikeout machine. Do you know that? Or we don't like those facts. Okay. All right. And by the way, who's not a strikeout machine in today's baseball world? Everybody strikes out a ton. Everybody's 100. What do you think Marcell Ozuna is? You think Marcell Ozuna is going to come here and strike out 88 times? If he plays 150 games, he'll be a 160 strikeout guy. That's just the nature of baseball. But Dansby can put some contact on the ball. He can also run. You know, he's also a guy who can take an extra base, steal some bases. He's also got enough speed at the top of the lineup. Not saying he's going to steal 30 bases, but he's got enough motor that he can get around, and you put him with Ozzy, and then you let a guy like Ronald Acuna. You got a lot of guys at the top of the order who can run around. Because, frankly, you don't have a lot of other good options. And by the way, miss me with this whole, because obviously Nick Markakis is not going to play, so he's not an option. Miss me with any thoughts about Ozuna or Adam Duvall or Austin Riley or one of these guys hitting third. Those guys are not capable. Your best hitter hits third. Your best all-around hitter has always hit third. That's why you put Freddie Freeman there. That's why you put Chipper Jones there. That's where you put those guys. So if Freddie Freeman's not available and ready, then I think it should be Ozzy 1, Dansby 2, Acuna 3, Ozuna 4. And then figure it out, you know, from there. Now, would I be surprised if Brian Snitker does something like, knowing Snitker, or he'll put, like, I don't know, Kaharga hitting third. He'll have Kaharga hitting third. I wonder if this, too, also with Markakis out, obviously, you know, does that really make it more likely that Ender Inciarte is your day one starter in center field? My hope would be is that these young guys really get a chance to get a shot to be up here and do what they've got to do. Nobody really knows the dynamic of how this is going to work out, how many people, how many guys you're going to have on your taxi squad, this, that, and the other. But obviously we know with Markakis out, you need another guy who can be a starting outfielder. You need a guy who can be a part of all of that. And I said this at the top of the show. If there's a place where they're going to miss Markakis, it's going to be in the clubhouse. Because Markakis, to be honest with you, is a guy who plays too much at this point. He plays too much. And I'm sorry, but I don't think the Markakis loss is as big as a lot of people want to let you believe. Yeah, it would be nice to have a locker room guy, but you know what? That's what you got Freddie for. That's why you have Brian Snitker, too, by the way, to help manage that. And it's not like you have 9 rookies on this team. You know, even Ozzy and Ronald Acuna have been up a little bit now in the major leagues. Not saying that they're wily old veterans, but they're not, you know, just ham and egg rookies. Neither is Dansby at this point either. So you have guys that have enough experience out there that whole clubhouse thing, and by the way, it's 60 games. 60 games. It'll be over in the blink of an eye. Before you can count, it'll be over. So I'm not buying that as much. But it will be interesting to see with Freddie how they go about bringing him back in. Because let's face it, too, is these guys are having to go through a second spring training because they never got their first one completed. And obviously, they weren't playing any real games. Wasn't like when the season got called that they were in the middle of a stretch on the road of games to be played, you know, and they were in the regular season or anything like that. They were still in the middle of getting themselves ready for the regular season. So you got guys that have to kind of, and yeah, I know. I mean, Freddie was having some fun hitting off the tee and this, that, and the other and all that. It ain't the same, man. You know, sorry, it's not the same. So it's probably going to take him a little bit to get back into game shape because his strength is going to be weak. You know, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things. So I just don't think that you're going to see Freddie Freeman right away, you know, coming back and even be a part of the season to start. Which means you got to think a little bit differently about how you're going to do this. Better get your pitching right in the early part of the year. Get your starting pitching right and make sure that those guys are on and ready to get it done. All right, one last segment to hit before we get out of here. Back at it with you. This is John Chuckery Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the radio.com app. Sports Radio, 99.9 The Game. Back out on the John Chuckery Show. We'll hear old member of the world. We'll hear Danny Pendergrass to close out the show. What it used to be. Love TKO. There's so much hatred. 404-741-0929. This is an underrated song by them, too. Wake up. At JMCH316, at Jarvis290, at 99 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. By the way, check out our moment up on our Twitter page. Is it on Facebook too, Jarvis, or just on Twitter? Just on Twitter? Okay. A couple things to get into as we're back from vacation and getting back. Yeah. I didn't mention this at the top of the show, but kind of the opposite of brown liquor music. But RIP, the great Charlie Daniels, who died at 83 years old. Of course, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, one of the great country songs. You know, that was a huge crossover hit, by the way, too. That was a, I think that was a top five single on the pop charts as well for Charlie Daniels. That was a huge crossover hit, not just a country hit. And then what, the South's going to do it again, right? That was the other thing. And he's right. South did it again. South has risen up and done it again, man. Think of all the great, great little cities in the South, man. The Charlottes and the Atlantas and everything, you know, and that's part of the country. New Orleans and everywhere else. I know Freaky doesn't like to hear all that, but anyway. But yeah, RIP to the great Charlie Daniels. We lost him, I guess, today. I believe that we lost him out of all of it. You know, we've been talking about all the issues that Major League Baseball has had. We've been talking about the issues that the NBA has had, trying to get this thing figured out with the coronavirus. You know, obviously, FC Dallas has pulled out. If you didn't see that story earlier, they've pulled out of this MLS is Back tournament. And I'm curious to see how the NFL is watching all of the things. You know, everybody's talked about how, you know, okay, you know, the NFL can watch and see how everybody gets it right. The NFL needs to be watching as to how everybody's gotten it wrong and the mistakes that are made, whether it's the type of tests or whether it's when they test or whether it's not dedicating this test, whatever it is. I hope that they're watching about all of the things that have gone wrong with how these other sports have handled it. And look, everything is a learning curve and a learning experiment. But the worst thing the NFL could do would be to repeat mistakes. You want to watch their goodwill get taken away? Let them repeat the same mistakes that baseball or hockey or basketball or whatever. You know, now, by and large, you know, MMA has gone along pretty well. You know, I know Jimmy Johnson, I guess, tested positive coronavirus, right, in NASCAR. So he's had a positive test. But, you know, again, and I keep going back to this, everybody who's going to get it is going to get it. You know, once you get out in the world and expose yourself, if you were prone to get it, you're going to get it. Doesn't mean you're sick. Doesn't mean you're going to die because the death rates are continuing to go down. But if you're prone to get it, you're going to get it. So it was never going to be that sports is going to come back and nobody's going to test positive. Okay? I don't care if it's WWE or what have you. But I think the NFL really has to watch about what these leagues, because if the NFL finds itself in a delay because of things they didn't do or not learning from the mistakes that others have made, then that's going to look bad for the NFL. Because right now it feels like the way it feels, and what do we always say? Perception's the same effect as truth, right? Right now it feels like Major League Baseball is a disaster. It feels like basketball is not sure of what it is. Hockey just announced they're coming back August 1st. For what? I have no idea. I have no idea why they're coming back August 1st. So, you know, with all of that and everybody clamoring for sports, and so far it seems like it's been pretty good for MLS, you know, but it is a big blow that a team like FC Dallas is not coming and being a part of all this. Hopefully that doesn't spread to anybody else, that you know, there isn't another team or two that decides that they're not going to be part of all this, but anything's possible at this point. But the NFL has got to learn from the mistakes that these other leagues, you know, have made. Fair or unfair to Major League Baseball, they've got to learn from the mistakes that have been made thus far so that they don't go into their season and screw it up for people. Because people are, there's no doubt that people want their sports, but you also, when you talk to people, you get a sense that they don't have a lot of faith in, at least for this year, things turning around. And I hate to say it that way, but they don't have a lot of faith in the idea of sports being able to operate with any sort of normalcy and turn things around. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with college football. I don't think it's going to be a spring sport. It's just too many logistics in major college football to make it a spring sport. There just is. It's just too difficult to do. I think they're going to try to start as close to Labor Day as they can and get in as many games as they can before there's another, you know, outbreak. But it's going to be curious because a lot of these campuses are already going to the idea of having a online. I thought it was a funny story. Did you see Darren Rovell today tweet out about how Harvard has said that all their classes are going to be virtual this fall? Now, they're still going to charge the, what was it, $54,000 tuition for Harvard? And I guess maybe if you get into Harvard, you can afford Harvard. You know, I mean, it's the if you have to ask, you can't afford it type of thing. But think about that. They're going to be all online virtual training, but you still got to pony up to $54,000 for tuition. No breaks, no discounts, no none of that. Still the 54,000 smackaroos to take, you know, their classes and stuff. So we'll see plenty of colleges that are going to go virtual. But what does that mean about sports? What does that mean? Will schools be willing to stick to the idea of, hey, you know, what Mark Emmert wants is, you know, if it's online classes, then there shouldn't be sports. Okay, we'll tell that to the athletic departments about all the money to be made as the NCAA is out there trying to sue again. They're out there trying to, you know, get judgments in their favor about this, not so much directly name, image, and likeness, but along those lines to give better, clear definition on what student athletes, their term, not mine, their term, can or cannot do as far as earning a living or earning money while off themselves while they're in school. Again, and there's multiple cases still to be decided in the Supreme Court that are moving toward the Supreme Court about all of this. So, but again, that's the NCAA for you. But the NFL needs to watch, and it needs to absorb and learn. And I'm curious if they will learn the lessons of what's gone wrong with some of these other sports as they try to get underway. And think about it. They're having these issues, and nobody's played yet. Baseball hadn't played a game. Soccer hadn't played a game. We haven't had any of that kind of stuff. Basketball hasn't played a game yet. None of that. And it still feels like it's a disaster. Hockey hadn't played. Still feels like it's a disaster in all four of those leagues. Hopefully, you know, again, Atlanta United's scheduled to play what? Is it this weekend, right? Saturday that they're scheduled? Be curious to see how it all gets back, you know, underway and how it cranks itself back up. But the NFL's got to be smart about all of this. They've got to be smart about how they go about doing this, and they got to make sure that they learn from the mistakes. Not learn necessarily what the leagues are doing. So they're not doing anything special. I mean, there's nothing crazy, unique, whatever like that. But they need to watch what the leagues are not doing. Now, this baseball thing with not getting test results back, or they're not using the right test. You know, they're doing the spit test instead of the nose thing, which, by the way, I heard hurts a lot. Have you heard about that, Jarvis? How they go up into each nostril? I mean, that's the coronavirus test, is shove that, you know, funnel up into each nostril of yours to test out. Okay. It's got to be worse than spitting in a cup, though, right? It's got to be, because a couple of people I've talked to said it's not real fun. And don't forget, you're going to have to do this multiples of times. It's not like you're going to do it, you know, you're doing it one time. They're going to have to do it on a, if not every day, but a regular day basis. It's all of it. So keep your eyes, Roger Goodell, open. Watch what's not working in these other sports leagues right now. You don't copycat. All right, going to wrap things up. Love TKO. It's coming up next. It is John Chuckman Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the radio.com app. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
never late. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today.
Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.